The Tortoise and the Hare. Meet the tortoise, the hare, the rat. New words. Erase, noun and verb. A shell, noun. Lose, lost, verb. A nail, noun. The Tortoise and the Hare. Mr. Roach had a very nice vegetable garden. The tortoise went there every day for his breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He loved eating the vegetables. It was the best restaurant in the world. But one day, something very bad happened. The tortoise arrived at the garden and he saw the hare there. The tortoise could not eat any vegetables because the hare ate everything very quickly. The tortoise went back to the garden the next day. The hare was there again, and there was no food for the tortoise. This has to stop, thought the tortoise. Angrily. I need a clever plan. Early one morning, the tortoise found the hare in the vegetable garden. Will you have a race with me tomorrow? The tortoise asked. Why do you want to race me? The hare said loudly. I'm much faster than you. You are fast, answered the tortoise, but I'm quick too. The hare laughed. No, you aren't, tortoise, he said. But let's race. The tortoise smiled. He took some paper from under his shell and he read, The hare and the tortoise will have a race. One animal will lose the race, and that animal can never go to Mr. Roach's vegetable garden again. The hare smiled. Then he said, OK, tortoise! Later that evening, the tortoise visited the rat. The rat was very clever with cars, and he was good at making lots of money too. Hello, rat, the tortoise said. Can you help me? The rat stopped working, and the tortoise told the rat about the race.
I don't understand, the rat said. Why do you want to race the hare? He's very fast, and you're very slow. Have you got a clever plan, tortoise?
Yes, I have. But you mustn't tell anyone about it, the tortoise answered quietly. Can you build me a very fast car? It has to go under my shell because the hare mustn't see it.
Wow, said the rat slowly. That is a clever plan. I'll build your car tonight, but you must pay me a lot of money.
The tortoise did not want to lose the race, and he paid the rat happily. But that night, the rat phoned the hare.
Would you like to hear about the tortoise's clever plan?
The rat asked.
Yes, I would, said the hare. How much money do you want? I'll pay £100.
The rat smiled and he said,
The tortoise will have a fast car under his shell.
This is bad, the hare shouted. I don't want to lose the race. I love eating in Mr. Roach's garden.
Pay me more money, said the rat. Then I'll put nails across the road. They'll stop the tortoise's car.
The hare paid the money, and now the rat was very rich. Lots of animals watched the race. The tortoise and the hare were at the start, and an old animal shouted, "Go!" The tortoise began to move very quickly. He was faster than the hare because of the car under his shell.
"You're losing!"
he shouted to the hare. But then the tortoise went over the rat's nails on the road, and his car stopped. The hare shouted, "You're losing now!" And he ran past the tortoise. But the silly hare forgot about the nails. He ran over them too, and the nails went into his feet. "I can't run!" he shouted. "You lost the race, and I lost the race too." "Yes," said the tortoise sadly. But the rat was happy. He went home and he counted all his money.